step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E-Tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel again.
Yo, minasan, welcome to Manga Sensei. I'm your host, John Sensei, and as always, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. Today, I'm talking about Japanese time words, or more specifically, day words. That is our theme for the week. And though this episode may be somewhat beginner level, it is a very important topic that I have yet to talk about on my podcast. See, in Japanese days, there are specific days that are worked into the Japanese grammar structure that aren't necessarily built into English. These days are days like the day after tomorrow, the year after next, the week before last, and things of that nature. These five-year or five-period areas are built into the structure and are extremely useful and make you sound a lot more native if you know how to use them. Let me give you an example. In Japanese, the word for tomorrow is ashita. And the word for the day after tomorrow is asatte. These words combine, when used correctly, sound great. If I can say asatte instead of ashita no tsugi no hi, instead of the day after tomorrow, I actually have a word for it. And that goes with all of these different things, whether you're talking about days, weeks, months, or even years. And they go back in either direction. Let's start with today. The word for today is kyō, or a more formalized version that you may have heard before is honjitsu. However, for all intents and purposes, let's just focus on kyō for today's podcast. So the word for tomorrow is ashita. Again, like I said before, asatte is the day after tomorrow. However, you can take this and expand this concept. The word for yesterday is kino, and the word for the day before yesterday is ototoi. These words combined give you a five-day spread. Ototoi, kino, kyō, today, ashita, and asatte. Now we can do this now for weeks. For example, we can do this week is konshu. Then we have daishu, and then we have saraishu, so next week and the week after next. We can also use this for last week, senshu, and then the week before last is sensenshu. We're just stacking the sen on top of it, and then we have the saraishu in that case. Now in the course of months, we have 今月, which is this month, 来月, and then we have 再来月, which is the week, month after next. And the same works this. We have 先月, and then we have 先先月. We're stacking these on top of each other. Let me make sure I didn't do this. we're stacking these on top of each other, basically. And I think this is really useful, not that people don't confuse getsu with gatsu, because this is why I was double-checking on to make sure, because my accent sometimes can screw it up, and I don't want to lead you down a bad path. So make sure to say sengetsu and not gatsu. I've heard a lot of these kids say that, and I had a question about this, so I wanted to make sure that was addressed. Now, the next one is if you're talking about years. Now, years can get a little bit tricky in Japanese. So that's because there is two words for the word year. The first one is toshi and the other one is nin. And we use both of these when we talk about the year. The first one is talking about this year, which is kotoshi, this year. Now, we don't use nen because it's kotoshi and kyōnen, which is last year, sounds so similar and have the very similar sounding symbols. So we want to make sure they are differentiated. So this year is kotoshi, and the next year is lainen, and the year after that is sarainen. Just like we have saraishu, saragetsu, and then we have things of that nature. But when we go back, we have kyōnen, last year, and the year before last is rarely used, but it is isakunen. Isakunen. So if we're talking about any year aside from this year, we're using nen with Laineng, sarainen, and then kyōnen and isakunen. And that's very important differentiation. Now, if you have any questions about this or any of the other grammar points that we talk about on this podcast, make sure to check out first check out our website at manga-sensei.com. Manga-sensei.com has blog posts that address many of these questions that are easily searchable on our website. Again, it will be in the show notes below. as well as you can find a lot of this information on discovernihongo.com, which is the first Japanese online grammar dictionary. But I didn't make a cheat sheet for you if you'd like to investigate it in the link in my description, so you can see exactly how these work out, so you don't have to keep watching the video over and over again. And if you sign into our newsletter, you get to have a note of all of these words beforehand. So make sure to check that out. I will see you tomorrow, and as always, もし日本語でペラペラになりたいなら間違いが必要ですよ。ですから一緒に間違いましょう。それでじゃあまた明日。She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, すみません、ちょっと待ってください、ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に、本当に、I say facts, うちに、うちに、I like that, you with me, you with me, お姉さん、よかったら、It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.